They let you on the road by yourself, W2 team, mobile.
Let me get this radio turned down, Rusty.
Yes, sir.
We are headed down to Aldi's, supposedly before it gets cold. Which, it's going to get that way pretty quick now. It's 48, it says on my, well, it's going down, though. We just come out of the garage, so the thermometer meter in mine isn't exact. Go ahead.
Church, because we did special service this morning, lessons and carols and everything and all. Some of them are going singing Christmas carols for our shut-ins this afternoon. Wife and I were going, but my back, I took a twist when I stood up during one of the songs we were singing today, so we're going to go get some lunch at my seafood place, and then we're going to go home. And I'm going to sit on the recliner with the heat pad on my back, see if that helps my back relax. So, anyway, and also, I know you're not alone if Bernice is with you. That means you got your caretaker with you. Mine's sitting over here in the other seat, keeping an eye on me, too. W2 T-Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR Mobile. Yes, sir, Bernice is right here.
Hi, Rusty.
And wind's starting to pick up, and it's blowing from the northeast and the northwest. Well, it seems you seem to follow suit, or maybe I followed your suit in getting triple bypass. I'll pass on the next thing you're going to get that I got, and we'll see if you get lucky like me. It's called gout. I don't want to wish that on anybody. It don't bother me much, but I kind of got to avoid the seafood anymore. My left toe swells up badly when I eat seafood. I can eat domestic catfish, and that don't seem to bother me. But anything with purine in it, I think it's like P-U-R-I-N-E, that really makes it hurt. But your back was hurting yesterday. Mine was about a 9 or a 10 last night. What are they going to call us, the prescription twins?
I'll let Elaine say hello to Bernice and you.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
See, I told you I got my keeper over here with me. And you can keep the gout. I have no want of it. I had a relative that had it real bad. And that was not fun to hear about that because she got it and it was... She ended up being bedridden, so that's the way that works sometimes. W2 T-Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
This is your LTR. Yes, Rusty, like I said, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I haven't had it very much, just once in a while. Then, and hi, Elaine, from both of us. And then it's been a while since I had it, and I don't remember what I ate, shrimp or something on it, Bernice. And so the daughter, everything bad, I get blamed for. Everything good, Bernice gets credit for from our two daughters. So the one down here the other day, the engineer down at General Electric, she sent me a text. Thanks, Dad. I got gout in my toes. Man. And I said, well, what'd you do, go out and eat a bunch of seafood? Yeah, just ate scallops. I said, well, what you sow, so shall you reap.
You have trouble with that is shellfish mostly is what caused problems with it. And I've talked to several people who have had it over the years and all. And knock on wood, with this naughty head of mine, so far I'm not getting into that, but other things seem to... And all hit me there and about.
Like
and,
falling.
Yeah, she says like falling. I took another spill the other day and have a rib, I think, that is bruised. So I may end up calling my doctor tomorrow to see if he can get me in one day and take a look at it. But I'll be back over in Greenville tomorrow night. You got to be over there at 5:30 for a performance we're doing at 7. And everything, so we're going to see what happens then.
You always do stuff like that. You know, I read on the wall of the doctor's office the other day that when you get older, and I've been asked this question many times by the nurses and that, before you see the doctor, of course, they always ask you, any falls? And that's got to do with, some kind of a pad out in the middle of the dang road. I hit it, but it didn't hurt anything. Car in front of me hit it and kicked it up. It looked like a floor mat. But balance is one of the things. And I think my heels are getting smaller or something. And I've had that one foot's got a subtalar fusion. And so they tell you when you have that, you know, you can't move your foot left and right very much, just a few degrees, because it's got a 3.5-inch sheetrock screw from the back of your foot up through your ankle. And some other things they do. But I noticed my balance is off. So I ordered two of these handles off of Amazon. And they got about a 4-inch suction cup on them, Rusty. Man, I'm telling you, you can't jerk them off the shower wall if you wanted to. Bernice didn't want one, but she got one anyways. And then I put two in mine. The shower is one of the biggest places that falls occur. And her bathtub's got about a foot that you got to step over. The one she uses. She uses the master. I use the one in the back bedroom. I like it better. And I don't like that, her stepping over that thing. So I put one in there. But you might consider that if you have a problem there. I shower every night about 7 o'clock, and I noticed my balance wasn't that good, so... That, and you can stick those anywhere that you got a smooth wall.
Yeah, I got it back. Yeah, I heard most of that. Now, my falls, one of them, one of our animals had turned the rug up on the side of the bed, and my foot got caught in it, which caused me to fall. And I took on a cabinet that's a boudoir-like thing at the end of the bed, and got a little spot on my hip, and I got a hip bruise on my hip on one side and a spot on my head where I hit the thing. And I didn't break it, even though I'm hard-headed. And then the other day I was at Kohl's doing some Christmas shopping, and I picked up my foot, and I obviously didn't pick it up far enough because I caught the edge of the curb as I was stepping up onto the sidewalk in front of the store. And from that I've got a little bruise, and then of course I've got this spot. It feels like I've bruised my rib, and I think what I did is I landed on my arm there. So I'll see what happens, and we'll go from there and everything. But you need to be careful. A skinny guy like you, you take a slip, and you're going to break two or three things, not one, but two or three.
Yep, there's no question about it. And those step-offs, some of them, they taper, and there'll just be like a 2-inch lip there. And guys, I can, you don't take much of a fall. You know, I told you, I got four hernias on an old scar on my stomach and two inguinal growths down in the groin area. And also tore my rotator cuff and labrum, and hurt my back a little bit. All from falling on the black ice right in front of the emergency room. When I was putting out ice melt that I didn't even have to do. I was just helping out to be a nice guy. But at any rate, falls are, they can really be bad. Some people get bad concussions. My friend that just passed away, he got a compound fracture just getting out of the car up in Kansas. And never did recover after that. Just things kept getting worse. And then the nursing home got COVID, and that finally took his life away. And he was a great man, I'll tell you. Worked with him for 30-some years. He was a tool grinder and a very exceptionally fine one. I miss him. I used to call him once a week up there in Kansas. And he was a hunter and a trapper and a fisherman. you name it. Just a great guy. Well, I hope you have better luck. We're getting close to oldies here, so I'll let you go. Elaine, you and Rusty have a good day, and I'll try to watch out for those bills, too. I don't need them, because all I get now is pills and bills. 7th Street, Rusty. WU2TN02R.
Well, that worked out just right, because we just arrived at where we're going to eat lunch. And we'll talk to you later. Have a good one. N0TR, W2T, clear.